All right. This is Reverend Dennis Wiley, and I'll be making some points from a practical perspective that in many ways reinforce what has already been said by Jeff and by Sam. I pastor the Covenant Baptist Church in Ward 8 in the District of Columbia, which is the poorest ward in the city. And I am the co-chair of DC Clergy United for Marriage Equality. As an African-American heterosexual male Christian minister, I am in full support of marriage equality for the District of Columbia. And I support it not because it is safe or politic or popular to do so, but because I believe it is right. I believe it is theologically right because we are all created equal in the image of God. I believe it is historically right because those of us who have been the victims of oppression ought to be the last ones, in my opinion, to oppress anybody else. It is morally right because I believe that all of God's children should be able to live the truth rather than be forced to perpetrate a lie. And it is legally right, because same-sex persons are entitled to the same rights and protections under the law as any other persons. And the black church and the black community, as Sam has said, have been characterized by some, and even as Jeff has said as well, as being united in opposition against same-sex marriage. And again, this could not be further from the truth. Black people are not monolithic. We are diverse, just like all other human beings. And in the immortal words of the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., many of us believe that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Speaking from a very practical perspective, and I'm not speaking theoretically, because in my church we have opened our doors. We are a welcoming and affirming congregation, African-American, black congregation, sitting in the poorest ward of the District of Columbia. And we have found that we offer because of that, I'm able to offer a unique perspective on the implications of marriage equality based, again, not on theory but practice, and not on speculation but firsthand experience. First, I can attest that same-sex marriage is not simply a white issue from experience. It is also a black issue. Countless same-sex couples have expressed a deep appreciation in our church, and even those outside of our church have expressed the same appreciation for our policy of acceptance, and some have even testified, those who have become a member of our fellowship, that our inclusive ministry has literally saved their lives due to the emotional and traumatic experiences that they have encountered elsewhere where they have been rejected. Second, while I've seen no evidence that same-sex marriage threatens the institution of marriage, I have seen considerable evidence that it may indeed strengthen the family. In fact, several of the more stable families in my congregation were some of the most well-grounded, well-adjusted, and well-behaved children that I've ever seen in my 30 years of ministry are families headed by same-sex parents. Furthermore, I've witnessed a greater desire on the part of same-sex couples to adopt African-American children who often languish unwanted and unadopted by heterosexual couples. Hence, I am convinced that the key to a strong family is not the gender of the parents, but rather the love, commitment, and faithfulness they manifest toward each other and, where applicable, toward their children. I have discovered that same-sex loving couples in church and society are not a burden to be tolerated, but a gift to be celebrated. And while they in and of themselves are not a threat to the moral fabric of our society, in my opinion, we do place them in a moral catch-22 when, on the one hand, we accuse them of promiscuity and, on the other, deny them the right to marry. after all, this is the 21st century. This is a world in which diversity and that is rich in diversity and pregnant with life-affirming possibilities. And so I believe that this bill that has been introduced by the D.C. City Council is one that will hopefully one day demonstrate to the world that the nation's capital is truly a world-class model of freedom, justice, and equality for all. Finally, I just want to say once again on this issue as to whether or not gay rights is civil rights or what have you, many of Martin Luther King's lieutenants and people who were very close to him or followed him closely in the civil rights movement are very strongly supportive of gay rights, including his late wife, Coretta Scott King. And then you have people like Congressman John Lewis. And in fact, Julian Bond, who was one of the leaders of the civil rights movement, once stated that people of color ought to be flattered that our movement has provided so much inspiration for others. John Lewis said, "I have fought too hard and too long against discrimination based on race and color not to stand up against discrimination based on sexual orientation." So I would say that my support of full marriage equality for the District of Columbia is because it's rooted in my, not only in my passion for social justice, but also in my passion for morality and moral truth. I believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is a gospel of love, not hate, a gospel of justice, not injustice, a gospel of inclusion, not exclusion, and a gospel of authenticity, not hypocrisy. Jesus said a lot about hypocrisy in the Gospels, but he never said a word about homosexuality, or certainly not about same-sex marriage. And with so many heterosexual divorces, broken homes, broken families, broken lives, with things the way they are, I firmly believe that if we're genuinely concerned about protecting the family and preserving the institution of marriage, rather than insist that only marriage between a man and a woman is valid, we ought to insist instead that only marriage between two loving and committed adults is valid. As Howard Thurman, the great African-American preacher, theologian, mystic, and author once declared, "I have always wanted to be me without making it difficult for you to be you."